Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking news today, and it's going to shake up, in my opinion, football the way we know it. Sean Payton has allegedly retired from the New Orleans Saints. He had $45 million left on his contract, signed through 2024. And if you think he's not coaching next year, you crazy. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
And there's only one place he would coach.
I don't even know if we're on the same page on this because we've not discussed it, but I agree. There's only one place that Sean Payton is going to go.
On the count of three, we're going to say the team name together. You ready?
One, two, three.
Dallas Cowboys.
That's it. He lives in Dallas. He's got a house in Dallas. That's where he spends, apparently, his offseason, or at least he used to. I think his kids are in Dallas. He's going to the Dallas Cowboys.
Because that's also the place where he can win. I mean, look at every other possible job, every other potential job, the New York Giants, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Miami Dolphins, you name it. They're all programs and organizations that are, they're not there.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys are there.
Yep.
If it wasn't for one of the most poorly coached games in postseason history, they may still be there. So there's no doubt whether it's this season or next season, because maybe he waits a year, that's what Sean Payton is on.
He's going to the Dallas Cowboys. Listen, my gut is that he's kind of always wanted to be with Dallas, but this is the best time to do it. Because the Dallas Cowboys, as much as we think, you know, like, hey, why would you want to be a Giants coach? Or, you know, other cities may say the same about their opportunity. I think we're in agreement on this. There is no argument whatsoever that the Dallas Cowboys are ready-made to win right
100%.
Now. So as much as the Giants are a project and, you know, the Bears are a project and the Texans are a bigger project, the Miami Dolphins are a project, the Cowboys have it all. They've got the quarterback. They've got the offense. They've got the best defense turnover-wise in the NFL this past year. What do they need? They need a legitimate top-level coach, they don't currently have.
The one thing,
no-brainer.
I don't think it's going to happen. He does have a connection to the New York Giants. He was the offensive coordinator for this team.
He ain't coming here.
When they were in a Super Bowl in 2000. I'm not saying he's coming here either, but more so than a lot of the other teams that are looking for coaches, you could at least talk yourself into a connection that would lead Sean Payton to say, you know, coaching the New York Giants. With that said, he's under contract. He's owed over $45 million. And so any team that wants Sean Payton to coach their team, they're going to have to give up compensation. Bill Parcellsian compensation. So are you willing to give up compensation even if he wanted the gig?
I mean, listen, you're allowed to retire. Nobody can force you to work, but because he does have a contract, you know, they can also stop you from working somewhere else, which is what Evan's getting to, that if the notion is that Sean Payton is going to coach this upcoming NFL season starting in September, unless Gail Benson decides, I'm going to be the nicest human being in the world, and in my way of thanking you for your service to the city and franchise for the better part of, 15 years, whatever it is, I'm going to let you go because it's the right thing to do for a person. Highly unlikely because you can let him go and get something in return. But
damn right.
You know, there have been times, I can't give you one off the top of my head, where sometimes, Evan, as much as you have been jaded by the New York air and the New York water and all the crap, sadly, that surrounds us here in our city, sometimes people just do good things for other people because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, are you being serious?
No.
No.
That's never going to happen. I just want to hear what it sounded like.
Okay. No. No, you're going to have to give the New Orleans Saints a lot of draft picks.
Yeah, I don't know about a lot, but something.
No, all you've got to do is look at the track record of coaches and compensation. Look it up. Look at the history of coaches and compensation, whether we're talking about Bill Parcells to the New York Jets.
And that's so long ago now, like 20-plus years ago, right?
But there's a track record of what you have to give up, especially for someone as successful as Sean Payton that won a Super Bowl, even though that was a million years ago, and really turned the Saints organization around. And he really did. I mean, you talk about a culture change. We use that word all the time. That culture changed, and it had to do with a quarterback and a head coach.
Yeah.
So if Sean Payton wants to coach, and if Sean Payton wants to coach your team, whether it's the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, or somewhere else, you've got to be willing to pay the piper. And the question is, especially if you're the Giants more so than Dallas, because you're close, are you willing to pay the piper?
Well, listen, the Giants have more draft picks to offer than the Cowboys.
They also
do,
have more holes than the Cowboys.
Evan, you don't walk away or announce you're retiring or, in theory, stepping away from $45 million. Unless you know exactly where you're going.
Right.
Now, there are cases. You talk about Barry Sanders walked away from money. Megatron walked away from money. Those are outliers. That is not the norm. Very few human beings on this planet are going to walk away from that type of money. I don't believe for a minute that Sean Payton is going to walk away and leave $45 million on the table. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Sean Payton has probably already talked, you know, back channel agents and that kind of stuff with, let's assume it's the Dallas Cowboys, and this will all be figured out. There's no way he's not coaching next year, and there's no way a guy at his age, at this stage of his life, is walking away from a guaranteed $45 million. Just not, let's keep it real.
I could see him sitting for a year
or two. Why would you?
Because he misses his family.
Nah, I know he doesn't.
I knew you weren't going to buy that.
Let me walk you through that scenario for a second.
Go ahead.
In the history of professional sports, and this is one of those very rare conversations where it's 100-0,
mm-hmm.
any person that has ever said, I'm leaving the game because I want to spend more time with my family, has very quickly gone back to the game.
right.
I'm sorry to say that.
Okay, do you believe that he's going to step away and go television where he can make a ton of money?
Yeah,
we've
that's
seen.
True, too. Okay.
I think the television thing is an option. I just don't think he's going to coach right away.
Yeah, but
he'll coach again. Like, he'll coach again.
The thing, though, is, if you see, I think the missing piece of this is Jerry Jones.
Right.
Jerry Jones is closing in on 80 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's in decent health for a man his age. I don't know. There's a window, and that window for the Cowboys to win a championship when he can fully enjoy it clearly is closing. We all know how hard it is to win. It's been 25 years since they've won playoff win, right?
Right.
So to me, the part of this conversation that's the wild card is now Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, in my opinion, is not going to sit out or risk another year under Mike McCarthy so that Sean Payton can go to TV for a year, kind of, you know, stretch his arms, get healthy again, get some sleep, and then come back. If this move has anything at all to do with the Dallas Cowboys, it's now. I just don't believe they're going to wait. But I understand what you're saying. He'd have a TV job in a minute.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jerry Jones may want him right now, but if Sean Payton wants to step away for a year or two, he may not have a choice. They may not be able to convince him with a huge contract to have him coach Dallas. I mean, the guy's been coaching every year. I know he didn't coach in 2012 because of the suspension. But then again, according to that movie, he was coaching his kids. So he was coaching that year. This is a guy who's been in NFL coaching for 30 years?
Yeah.
25 years?
Long time, yeah. His whole adult life.
So I could understand a year or two. And he's young enough where he can come back and coach in 2 years.
Yeah, but if the Cowboys are a part of this, and I believe they are, then this is a now decision. This isn't, all right, listen, go enjoy yourself for a year and come save us a year from now. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, obviously. I don't believe that's the case. I don't. these guys, like when you're a coach, that's all you do. You coach.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Right? I want to spend more time with my family. Your family sucks.
And Sean Payton had a taste of that a decade ago when he was suspended.
Yeah.
He had a year to see what it would be like.
Right. It was so unique, they made a movie about it.
I know.
Yeah. And oh, we're going to give you a present. You're the great.
You know what's crazy?
Sean Payton loves his kids more than you do. He coached them in flag football. Stop.
He may get paid more money doing TV than coaching. When you think about what Tony Romo, how much does Tony Romo make on TV?
He's the highest. He gets $17 million.
Okay, $17 million. What does Troy Aikman make?
Troy Aikman's making less.
Okay,
but still closer to $10 million.
In that range.
Yeah.
Sean Payton can demand that. Don't you think Sean Payton?
Well,
if he goes
get the Drew Brees deal, I guess, right? And Drew Brees is terrible at it.
I know.
I hate to say that. Seems like a nice enough guy, but he's horrendous.
He's off to a rough start.
Ugh. Anyway, yeah, you're right. He'd get $10 million a year.
So, I mean, if you're Sean Payton with much less stress.
There's no stress. Unless you go on Twitter.
Right.
I mean, if you didn't go on Twitter, there's no stress at all.
But do you think Drew Brees cares about what people on Twitter say about his broadcast?
Yeah, he has to.
Come on.
Yeah.
He don't care.
I think how could you not? At some point, you have to recognize, wow, they're burying me. Like, why do I want this? Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and they basically gave Drew Brees the job without even trying him out.
It makes no sense. Even right now with Sean Payton. Like, all these networks are supposedly lining up to make an offer to Sean Payton. What is it based on? What has he done broadcasting-wise makes you think he's going to be any good at it?
He's a winner, and he's got a decent personality. I guess that's what it is. Here's the funniest thing about all of it.
Yep.
Not a single person is going to watch it because he's on TV. And that's the thing these networks always get wrong, in my opinion. Like, nobody watches these shows because of the guys that are on it.
So you don't think that Green Bay, San Francisco on Saturday night got a monster rating because of who was broadcasting?
No, I don't.
You don't think it was Joe Buck?
No, and I like Joe Buck a lot. I told you I picked Joe of Ryan for that one particular call.
Right.
No, I think if Kevin Burkhardt was doing the game with whatever Botchagaloop former player he works with, Greg Olson, I think they would have gotten the same exact number. That's the thing. Like, these guys overvalue themselves, and the networks just keep writing the checks.
Right.
So good for them.
Right. You're right.
I mean, I have no problem with it. I mean, I wish they did that in radio.
Right.
Just write a bigger check. You can't live without me. Right? That's what we would say anyway.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.